Good morning, and welcome to the SQM fourth quarter earnings conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on a touch-tone phone. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Gerardo Illanes, Vice President of Finance and Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to SQM's fourth quarter 2013 earnings conference call. For your information, this conference call will be recorded and is being webcast live. You may access the webcast later on at our website, www.sqm.com. Joining me today as speakers are Patricio Contese, CEO, Patricio Solminiak, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and Ricardo Ramos, CFO. Before we begin, let me remind you that statements in this conference concerning the company's business outlook, future economic performance, anticipated profitability, revenues, expenses, or other financial items, anticipated cost synergies, and product or service line growth, together with other statements that are not historical facts, are forward-looking statements as that term is defined under federal securities law. Any forward-looking statements are estimates reflecting the best judgment of SQM based on currently available information and involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those stated in such statements. Risks, uncertainties, and factors that could affect the accuracy of such forward-looking statements are defined in the public filing made with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and forward-looking statements should be considered in light of those factors. I now leave you with our CEO, Patricio Contese, for brief comments before we move to Q&A.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the SQM fourth quarter earnings conference call. I will start with a brief introduction before we open up lines for questions. On Tuesday evening, we posted our results for 2016. Earnings for this period reached $466.1 million, a decrease from $649.2 million reported for the same period last year. Revenues totaled $2.2 billion, a decrease of 9.3% compared to the $2.4 billion reported during 2012. This lower results of 2013 reflect the difficult condition which surrounded our main business line through the year. Generally speaking, increased volumes in the potassium chlorate business line help us to partially offset lower prices seen during the year. Prices fell about 15% year on year. Our margins, as anticipated, were impacted. Our SPM business line fared really well during 2013. Volume increased, and even though prices are not directly related to the potassium chloride prices fell just in light of potassium chloride market condition. We look forward to higher volumes in both business lines during 2014. We are aware that there has been a lot of interest surrounding the iodine and lithium market in recent months. Following the positive trend during the past several years, we saw demand growth in both the world of lithium and world iodine market during 2013. However, new supply of iodine in excess of market growth has been added by existing competitors. This ultimately had a negative impact on our sales volume in this business line during 2013 when compared to 2012. Continuing with iodine, we did see lower prices as anticipated during the first month of 2014. We were likely to continue to face challenges to see the uncertainty related to the production and sales volume for our competitors in this market throughout the year. We are confident in the law on our long-term position in the market as the largest producer with significant cost advantages. And although our volumes may be lower in 2014, we protect our market share in the long term. In the lithium market, we expect market growth between 8 to 10% in 2014. We continue to be the world's largest producer and lower cost producer, but we'll assess new supplies and its potential impact on the market in the short term. In industrial chemicals, we saw sales volume and revenue significantly lower than in 2012. This was in line with our expectations, as solar salt sales reached approximately 70,000 metric tons during 2013, compared to 170,000 metric tons in 2012. On a positive note, we see increased interest in the market and are currently negotiating contracts for 2015 and 2016. We remain confident in the long-term prospect in the solar salt market. Our capital expenditure in 2013 reached $371.7 million, which were below our estimate of $400 million in 2014, as it was anticipated our capital would be close to $150 million. During 2014, we will benefit from recent investments, specifically investment made to increase production of the potassium-based fertilizer from the Salar of Atacama. We will keep our plans to expand iodine and lithium in the pipeline, and we will move forward with them after careful review of market conditions and approval from the board. I will close by saying that 2014 will be a transitional year for SQM. As I mentioned in the press release, we are well positioned to move quickly to meet any changes in market demand and market dynamics in all of the main businesses in which we sell. Rest assured, we will act on what we believe to be in the best interest for the long term of the company and remain focused on maximizing margins and shareholders' value. Any strategy with decision will reflect this goal. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia. Operator, we may now go to Q&A session.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed and you would like to withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And our first question will come from Ben Isaacson of Scotiabank.
Thank you very much, and good morning. I have several questions. The first one is on iodine. You stated that you are prepared to fight for long-term market share, but I think it's apparent that you've actually been giving up some market share by cutting back on your volumes. So can you just kind of discuss what your strategy is right now? I mean, why not cut the price and, kind of ramp up your volume and kind of get back that market share and kind of clean up this industry a little bit?
Well, I think what we have said is exactly what we are trying to do. Of course, we see different alternatives, as you suggest, and that was evaluated, and we decided that in the long term, not to go that, as you said, no more gradually, and that's what we're doing, even though we can lose some further market share, but we think in a net present value of one decision or the other, to the best estimate we have, that was the best initiative. So I said, we are looking at our decision, not for short term, but also in the long term, what is the best for the company. Also, we have to see that the policy regarding iodine that was in place, as we told before, and what is going on in the market, it doesn't make decision for people to make decision so rapidly. Even if you go very aggressive to close a company or to close people, diminishing the volumes or what is going in the market, elasticity, those are factors to be seen not in 3-4 miles, but in a longer period. And we are continually doing that job. And if we see our best policy to go and proceed with what we have said, and as you suggest, maybe sometime we can see that that is a better alternative of what we have evaluated up till today, and if we do that, we will change. We are always and we will looking forward to the best interest in the long run to have the best personal value for the an economic or for the company, and clearly all that also with that. So just as your suggestion has been studied, and we have decided, but that doesn't mean that tomorrow we don't go proceed that way.
That's very helpful. My second question is on the metallic exploration. You've talked about how you're going to explore 1 million hectares over kind of the next 5 years, and you expect about $150 million to be invested. Can you just give us a sense as to how meaningful is 1 million hectares? I mean, how much land do you guys actually control right now. And is that $150 million going to be, you know, is that all SQM money, or is that what you expect kind of your partners to pay for? Can you just kind of give some clarification?
Well, SQM have over 2 million hectares of mining rights. And clearly there's a potential possibility of developing some metallic mining industry, thinking on that. So we have done for several years, more aggressive lately, some work on it. And in Tocoya, that was a good thing that happened last year, really some result of working very hard during the 90s, but at the end we were able to make a high economic value for the company last year. So what I'm saying with that, this is a long-term business. Something was done in the 90s was making real money in 10 years afterward, or even more than that. But clearly it's a chance. We have made some contracts, as we made in our press release, two more contracts with third parties to explore. We obtained some money of that. And when we said the $150 million is related with the compromise of the third parties to make these explorations, not our money, it's them. And here, there are different type of contracts. One that we participate at the end as a, or we could participate as an option that we could have as a partner, or just royalties, so that every contract is quite individually and characterized related to the what is the counterpart. But clearly that is, I think, one of the largest exploration programs in Chile, and we have the potential, because we're in the area of more interested mining resources in Chile and part of the world. So that in mining, until you don't find it, you don't have it. And exploration is a major part, and clear the investment of $150 million that we hope to increase with third party, not with our money, having in that sense relatively low risk. Is the policy that we have agreed on this business. As we find on Tocoya, and it was very good for us, we hope, and we're working to find new Tocoyas.
That's great. And then just very quickly, my last question, maybe it'd be, I mean, your stock has done incredibly well over the past couple of months, and maybe I'd just like to kind of find out what your view on that is. I mean, you've obviously had a bit of a difficult quarter, and, you know, fundamentals are challenging in some of the businesses right now. What do you think's really driven your stock up over the past several weeks?
Just to make it's difficult to be as a person in the mind of investors. What are they seeing? All what I can say here in this conference call, what we're seeing, and then people made their conclusion for to make back on Northern SQM. But clear what exactly are in the mind of the decision made in the minds of investors, for me, hard to tell. What I can say here, what is our view, and after that, people make decision to buy or sell, whatever. And I don't want to relate what is exactly what is in the mind of people buying our shares.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you very much.
And our next question comes from Juan Tavares of Citigroup.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My first question, just to touch on iodine again, could you remind us what is your current market share in iodine? And I guess your comments of noting that you could see the iodine market grow, but your volumes are likely decline. Could you give us a sense of kind of what's your threshold of minimum market share within the market?
The minimum is, of course, we would like to be at least 30%. That doesn't mean that the energy could be lower than that. But as a minimum, on the medium long run, SQM should be at least 30%. That maybe a year we could be lower than that, depending on situations that could happen at any moment. But clearly, as a policy, as a company, we want to be in the range of 30 to one-third of the market share.
And where are you today?
Well, last year we were slightly in the range, nearly 30%, but slightly below that.
Okay. And for lithium, if we can touch on that, I know you noted that you expect the market to grow 8 to 10%. Could you give us a sense of how you expect your own volumes to trend? Do you think you'll trend in line with your overall market view, or slower or faster? Could you give us a sense?
Well, we have to consider not only the demand, but also the supply side. Clearly, in lithium, at least there are three projects, one of them already working, and two, and also we see the situation in Australia by Rockwood getting into Talison. So things are to be seen, how much supply will be in the market on one hand, and on the other hand, demand. And in that sense, where SQM should be. This year, anyhow, we see market better than last year, and volume of what we are forecast, we're seeing for this year, in our case, are relatively higher than last year. But also we see other volumes coming on stream, not only ours, but of third parties too. So we cannot, let's say, be the only one getting the growth of the market.
Got it, understood. And just my last question, I know you mentioned some of your cost initiatives that should start to materialize or you should start reaping some of those benefits this year. Could you help quantify that for us in terms of either monetary value or basis point move in your gross margin?
Well, we as we told the last conference call that we have made a big effort and study to structure the company related to cost. And I said last conference call that we expect 50 million reductions for this year, but we have not stopped there. We are continuing effort to go even beyond. How much will be reflected this year? You have to see that the costs go to inventories, and they go to an average price. We will not be able to see fully those 50 years during 2014. So some of that in 2014, completely in 2015. But I must say that we continue with the effort, and we see that we have a lot to do in terms of reducing continually our costs, and we are very optimistic on that.
Great. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
And the next question will come from Giovanna Araujo of Itaú BBA.
Hi, good morning. First, I'd like to hear views about the implication of this Tesla lithium battery factor on the global lithium demand. In your view, is there any reason to be more positive about long-term growth of lithium carbonate demand on the back of that? Or this is a type of project needed to support a long-term growth range between 8-10%?
Well, we have seen lithium growth in general, but maybe a year or not, but over two digits. Maybe in 2009 was not the case, 2008, but in general, the market has grown over two digits. We view that the market should continue in the range of, let's say, those to be. I'm not talking 20% that sometimes has occurred, but in the range of 10, 11, that is our main. It could happen the other way or the other, but that is our best view. So in that sense, we are optimistic in what's going on in the market.
Okay. And my second question is about the iodine market. You mentioned in the release that iodine sales volume could decrease in 2014. You also mentioned pressures on pricing in recent months. So my question is there a risk of a decline in volumes and prices in the same extent we saw in 2013, 15% in volume, 6% in prices?
Well, this risk is always part of the game, but... But I must say that the iodine, we are optimistic in the long run. I think some way when we say that 2013 is a transition time for SQM, well, part of the concept behind that is what's going on in the iodine business because it's very relevant to the company. So when we say transition also, we have to do that for the iodine business. So our forecast for the iodine is optimistic in the sense of growth in the market. I think the strategy we have implemented and what's going on in the market, we will see some changes in a positive trend, maybe not in pricing, but in volumes for next year anyhow. We are confident on that.
Okay.
And that we will reach the policy to be in the 30-33% in the near future, let's say, at least next year.
Okay.
So we are working for that, and we will make policy tending to obtain those volume back again, or getting very near those volume back again next year.
Okay, thank you.
And next we have a question from Alexander Falcao of HSBC.
Good morning. Just wanted to follow up on lithium. What's the maximum amount that you can extract with as per the current agreement with the government? And you know, given that we're probably going to see, you know, with the factory from Tesla, and you know, orders coming from China, if that's the case of an increase in that type of production, what's the strategy here? More concessions in Chile or an M&A in Argentina or other countries? Thank you.
My main focus is in Chile. I think Atacama Salar is the best place to produce lithium at the lower cost. We have been trying until now without success to negotiate with government for a new condition. We hope that this effort will be accomplished to be in a better position, a little leadership in the lithium business. Even though that, we can we study and we look for other possibilities in different places, but our focus, our more important focus, are related to what can be done and renegotiate in Chile.
Okay. What's the maximum amount that you can take out right now with the current agreement? Can you give some color on that? Thank you.
We have, take in the contract about 50% of what the contract permits us.
Thank you so much.
And the next question is from Tim Tiberil of Miller Tabak.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my question. With a lot of your growth CapEx behind you, and you know, some of your comments around, you know, additional lithium supply, you know, suggest that, you know, maybe you're a little bit concerned about, you know, some of the greenfield you know, projects that have been percolating in the background. Is there any you know, hurdle or you know, issue with your policy that would prevent you from actually doing some outbound, you know, acquisitions? A lot of these, you know, smaller companies are not very expensive, but if they are getting closer to production, you know, have you considered that as maybe a strategic defense in the market in the near term?
We study all of them, and we have seen all the chances and opportunities that can come to us. And some of them have been more theoretical chances, although more real. And we have not agreed in the economic terms that permit us to make those M&A as you are suggesting. But clearly, as a company, in any of our core business, we are ready to act, and we have the financial capacity to act if we see an opportunity. And always, we are looking forward to those opportunities, sometimes practice, sometimes not, but clearly it's part of our view. To be also, on the other hand, to find natural resources for iodine out of Chile is very difficult. And the potassium, well, today the market is complex to do any step on that beyond what we are already doing on all sources. But we have studied, and we will be monitoring anyhow if there is an opportunity. In lithium, that's a true reality too. As I said before, we are seeing things that could be potentially of some possibility for us outside Chile, but our main focus is to see what we can do with the contract in Chile, where we can be successful or not, of course.
Okay. Just staying on, you know, lithium for a moment. I guess your, you know, strategy, you know, historically has to remain, you know, upstream in the lithium carbonate, you know, production arena. But obviously, with, you know, some of the recent industry news, would you ever consider, you know, trying to expand your reach, you know, further downstream in the value chain, you know, looking at, you know, maybe the 5-year outlook, or is the strategic, you know, vision still to stay, you know, further upstream in lithium going forward?
I think the more attractive area for downstream is batteries. The battery is a very complex market, and we see that S2M, not even Chile as a country, is prepared to do that step. If we do that, we have to do it maybe in joint ventures or abroad. But clearly, on the other hand, you cannot in such a way sell to customer and compete with them. So also you have to take that into account.
And next we have a follow-up question from Juan Tavares of Citigroup.
Hi, thank you. Yes, just following up on iodine, you released a market update in December, and you kind of highlighted that the first quarter you were seeing price pressures between 5% to 15%. I'm wondering now that, you know, we're into the third month of the quarter, if you have any sense of where you're kind of trending towards on the higher end of that guidance or the lower end. And also if you can give us kind of an update on how the potash market is short term and your perception here of potential bottoming in pricing.
Okay. Regarding that, we went to the lower part of the range we gave. They are more or less where we are, more or less because there are particularities, some cultures and characteristics. But in general, as speaking, we're in the lower range of what we said before. On the other hand, we are in the potash business today related to what we thought in January, slightly better. That is the only thing objective I can say. Is that would continue in the year or not, something to be seen. Our best guess there that the more important factor here is the growth of demand. And we see, a market that is growing more in demand. We all know that the capacity of potassium in the world is there's an overcapacity. So the major factor here to have an assumption for the future or during the year is how demand is going on. 3 months or 2 months still too short period of time to see that the higher demand that we have been seeing the last 2 months will continue or not during the whole of year. If we see that demand as it is today, we think that we are at least should have the prices we have today, and there's a high possibility then to the further increase of what has happened already in the first 2 months. But demand has a major effect here, in our view, and that is something to be seen during the year. Until now, we are relatively optimistic, but 2 months is not enough time to be completely optimistic.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And this concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Gerardo Llanes for any closing remarks.
Thank you all very much for joining us today, and we hope to have you with us in the next conference call. Goodbye, everyone.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.